Head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Hey, Schultz, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, these hold on here.
They get flipped around.
They're flipped around. I have no clue, to be honest with what I'm doing. But anyway.
If you can hear me, you sound good coming back to me.
All right, buddy.
Not many times that a team's going to take a lead four different times. But you guys showed a little resilience, I thought. But I thought they showed a heck of a compete, too, coming back every time. This is an entertaining game.
Well, they can really skate. They can really skate. They really push a pace. They can really skate. And they created a lot of fits for us.
Game winner there. Vince Corcoran, you kept him out there. You changed the two forwards. That little move along the blue line and a real quick release. Sneaky quick release, doesn't he have?
Well, he got it through, too. He used the D as a screen, or that forward as a screen a little bit, too. And it was, you know, he was inside the top of the circle. So it was a pretty good shot. And he was in a pretty good area as well, Schultz. Just a clean win, but a hell of a clean, hell of a clean win for Yuri.
Yep. So Vinny moves probably 10 feet along the blue line. If he moves 5 feet, is that far enough? If he moves 15, that's too far, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's all predicated on the guy coming out. I think the guy, if I look at it right now, I'm going to say he was a little soft coming out on his coverage. He should have attacked a little more. And obviously, when you attack, you got to go stick on stick. But whatever, you know.
Augustana is given up coming into the night, one power play goal and 25 chances. How important was that power play goal by Jackson Jutting?
No, it was huge. And our power play, as you know, our power play has been struggling. Hasn't been easy for the boys. And it was nice to get off the schneid there a little bit.
I thought it was important. They're going to take another penalty. At some point, you got to make them pay, right?
Well, exactly. And the guys are getting a little deflated on the bench, and so I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it was a big goal.
Can you draw it up any better than scoring a minute 52 into a game on the road?
No, I mean, no, you can't. You can't. It's nice to get a lead.
I didn't see the deflection from Riley. I'm like, wow, Issa must have really tucked that thing into the shorts. I didn't see the deflection, but long arms, long stick. Riley's just going to cause some problems like that, isn't he? Just with that reach and that length?
He's just a man. He's a beast down low, and he's a good addition to our team.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers win in overtime, 4-3.